Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having Bob Morris on the show. Robert Morris, ladies and gentlemen, is a new member of our Brain Trust. He's a new friend, and he's got a significant background in the marketplace, working for corporate America, but also working for himself as an independent management consultant. He's also been a professor, a teacher, as I remember, and a coach. Bob, I think, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct, Jim.
and he's many of you have seen his reviews. He's a very prolific reviewer of books on Amazon and a number of high impact websites. And he's our new friend, Bob Morris. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you here, Bob, and congratulations on all the work that you're doing, and we're excited about having access to you and to the things that you can teach us. One of the things that I wanted to talk to you about, Bob, is that I'm concerned about the future of nonfiction books. I'm not the least bit worried about fiction. Fiction will take care of itself. Fiction will be fine. Because people are always going to want to be entertained and taken away. I'm concerned about nonfiction books, more specifically the future of business books. And when I say books, I don't just mean instead of a physical book, they'll be reading e-books. I'm not worried about that. If e-books is the direction we're going in, I'm okay with that in a way, even though I like my physical book. I'm concerned that the business community is being satiated with it for whatever they think they need in bits and pieces rather than finding it in a little more detail and having the discipline to read a little bit more in a book. What do you think?
I don't really agree with much of what you just said, Jim. I really think you're underestimating, first of all, the fact that there are disruptive innovations that are occurring all the time. A high percentage of them coming from small businesses.
Yeah.
Where they are developing all kinds of new ways and better ways of doing this and that. It's the only way they stay in business. That's the only way they're going to get their customers, is to offer them something new or something better.
Right.
And I also think that the books coming out are, if anything, better than they were when I started reviewing 15 years ago.
No, I think the books, I'm not, my concern is not
fiction works.
My concern is not about the books. It's about the culture of I think this tracks with some of the things you've been saying, though, is it's not the quality of the books, and it's not the quality of the author or the subject. There's still a lot to be said. There's still a lot left to be said. I'm concerned that people aren't gravitating. And the reason I'm saying this, Bob, is I talk to other authors, as you know, all the time.
I know.
And, and they're concerned about book sales. And they complain to me that they're concerned that the internet is sort of making people feel that they don't need to read a business book as much. What do you think about that?
Well, okay, you just bit off a huge chunk here to punch on. Two things I'll say in response to that. One is that we continue to have a graduation rate of almost 40% of people who are of cultural illiterates and functional illiterates. I think the reading level, the reading comprehension level is going down. I think people are reading less and reading less carefully. That's a national problem.
This is one of the elements that I'm concerned about.
Okay, now these are high school graduates I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. The second point I'd make is that I think that people now are looking for easier access to the material, the information they need. And I think that they don't want to have to read a 350-page book to get something that could well be found in a five-page executive summary. I think people are looking for faster access and easier access to key material.
That's my point.
And I also think in the process, then they're getting into a buffet dinner instead of a seven course. Mm-hmm. If you read the best business books that I'm aware of, and I just read yours, I'm going to review it soon. You go into sufficient detail, and it's an easy read because it's so well organized. Those books are still being published. My job is to get the word out about these books and let people know that you don't have to read 300-500-page books. And all due respects to those books.
And
they're written for...
I get those books in here, and they look like textbooks. There's 20 pages without a subhead, and they're not easier. I get those books in here too. We're going to continue this, folks. Bob he's got his finger on the pulse of all of this, in a way. It's a pretty unique way, and I wanted to get your thought, get him to offer his thoughts to you, so you could hear what he has to say. Bob Morris and I will be right back after these messages. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.